Fan on Demand.
We're back. You ready? Tim and Sid. Hour number three. Swell.
Tim and Sid, the Sportsnet Radio Network and 360. I'm Sid, he's Tim. Coming up, Primetime Sports with Bob McCowan.
Dikembe Mutombo around?
Well, that's today.
Yeah.
Bob's going to speak in studio?
Yeah, in studio, I believe.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Do they have another seat for Dikembe?
They need a couple. The same Dikembe Mutombo who George W. Bush once had at a State of the Union,
yep,
stopped what he was doing, pointed, and gave him praise for his charity work.
Called him the son of the Congo. Didn't
yep.
Son, this son of the Congo.
The son of the Congo. George Bush.
Dikembe Mutombo, Moplando Mukamba Jean-Jacques Wamutombo will join Bob McCowan. That is the full name. And I know that he's got family in and around these parts. A great philanthropist, a great humanitarian. Just because he's got a bunch of names that I find amusing does not detract from what he has done in his life. And his career using basketball as simply a launch pad and not, Sid, the apex of his life.
Well said. I can't add anything to it. Well said.
I'm a big fan of Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, honestly, we all
like
are.
I do, every once in a while, I'll do the dip. I know, I almost fell off my chair. Did you see that? Did you catch it?
No, you're smooth recovery. Smooth recovery.
I oftentimes do, I think he's got a funny voice. And it's amusing to me. And people mistake that for me making fun of Dikembe Mutombo. And I'm not just saying this. You've heard me say this often. I'm not just saying this because he's around today.
Yeah.
I'm saying it because the dude has done a lot in his life. He's only 47 years old. And I wish more athletes were like Dikembe Mutombo and the son of the Canada, yeah, Steve Nash, who actually use their athletic careers as launching pads.
Use their powers for good.
Right. Instead of evil.
Instead of evil. So Dikembe Mutombo and Bob McCowan together in the same room. Stephen Brunt will be there as well.
At last.
It's going to be pretty good. So that's later today on Primetime Sports here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. All right, let's get to week 11 of the NFL season. And friends of the show have been okay. Meh.
I mean, I'm not throwing stones because, frankly, I stink.
Jim Treliving at 4-1 is still the clubhouse leader.
That is correct.
The owner of Mr. Lube and Boston Pizza and also Dragon's Den fame. He is 4-1, and right now no one has knocked him off his perch.
Hold on a second. One person has done better than 4-1 this year.
Well, who's that?
And that is a lovely young man who sits across. The only 5-0 week belongs to the lovely and talented Sid Zixero, who in week 4 went 5-0 with his picks against the spread. We are looking for someone to match and assume the crown and take that trophy away from the Washington Capitals' Joel Ward, who has dubbed himself the landlord until otherwise disposed of.
All right, so that trophy is up for grabs. Who's got two thumbs and was 5-0 this year? This guy. Hopefully, our next guest can duplicate. It's Blake Wheeler of the Winnipeg Jets. Blake, how you doing?
What's up, guys? I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Very good.
Pretty good.
We've been told that you're a bit of an NFL fan, that you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it depends on the day. I think you guys, it looks like you guys got me on an interesting week here. Some of these games are a little bit dicey, but yeah, I'm willing to take a shot at it.
Okay, here's the deal. So our producer oftentimes guys are in the spot where they'd like us to throw games at us. We've been told that you have 5 games, but you want us to throw 5 games at you?
Well, I guess I was told you were going to throw 5 at me. But,
all right. All right. Any 5?
Sure. Yeah,
all right.
You good with that?
I'm good with it.
All right, Tim, can I go first?
Sure.
Okay. Tomorrow, Portugal-Sweden. World Cup playoff qualifying goal. No,
say Sweden. Yeah, say just, Sweden.
No. That's not a real thing. That's not a real thing.
I'll say Sweden just because I think Toby Enstrom will probably figure out if I say
Sweden. Throw it up. I see where your Zlatan Ibrahimovic loyalties lie.
Yeah.
okay, so that wasn't a real game. Correct answer is Portugal, just so we're clear. And Sportsnet will be all over that thing tomorrow, and we'll have updates with Alex Xero.
My co-host is Portuguese. I apologize.
I didn't think he could tell.
The previous 2 minutes, Blake. All right, let's start with the Monday Nighter. It is the New England Patriots on the road to face the winners of 5 in a row in the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are favored by 2.5. Who you got?
I hate this game, but I'm going to have to go with Tom Brady. You don't bet against Tom Brady. I've been told that before.
Always trust in Tom. And listen, there's going to be a lot of Panther love after what they did to San Francisco last week. So
I'm not on the bandwagon.
I think it's a decent pick on your end. So that's a good start. Yeah, all right.
I don't think it's often you get points with Tom Brady.
Very true.
I'll take him.
All right. I mentioned San Francisco. Let's go down that road. New Orleans hosting San Francisco, Blake. New Orleans, -3 favorites at home against the reigning NFC champions. Your gut tells you what?
New Orleans all day.
All day?
That was quick. All day, baby.
All right, yeah?
That was quick.
You're a Vikings fan, is that correct?
I was hoping we were going to have to talk about that. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I'm a diehard Vikings fan, I am.
Shall we go Minnesota and Seattle, or would you like to stay? I'll give you the honor of being able to pass up your team, because sometimes that's hard. You're thinking with your heart and instead of your head. Would you like to pass up?
The other side of that is Blake could be the easiest pick of the week for it, because I think you know better than most what might happen here.
Even last year when the Vikings made the playoffs, they went into Seattle, and I think they got whacked pretty good. So you got to think Seattle's going to cover 13.5 at home, you would think.
All right, so you want to lock in that game for you this week? It's your choice.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. And our number says 12, so we'll give you 12, all right? And then you get a point and a half.
Even better.
All right, so we got three picks.
Sorry, Tim, quickly. Blake, if you played quarterback for the Vikings, could you win?
If I get to hand off to 28 all day, it gives me a pretty good chance, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. Great point. Outstanding.
I think now, though, other teams are now committing 14 men in the box, and for a game that only allows 11 on the field, that's a little much.
You could really mess them up as a play action on that. I already got the play set for you.
Yeah, Vikings fans have been dealing with that for quite a while now. So it's old hat for us.
You know, it's funny. I've always said this. Like, for some reason, when you get a great running back, you lean on, like, the history tells you, Earl Campbell in Houston. They didn't have a good team. Barry Sanders in Detroit. They never had good teams surrounding them because they always were so reliant on that great running back. I hope that's not the case for your Vikings. I hope.
Well, it's always about the quarterbacks, isn't it? No matter what.
Yeah, it seems so in this league. Speaking of that, I'm going to give you a tough one. Green Bay at the Giants. Green Bay is starting Scott Tolls or something called a Scott Tolzien at quarterback.
So technically, they will be the first team in history to not have a quarterback in the game.
No, can't say that.
Yes, I can. Does he listen to this show? No? Well, then forget him. I could say that.
Giants are 4.5 favorites.
Giants are 4.5 favorites. Man, that Giants-Vikings, that's the only time I've watched them was that Monday night game, the Giants and the Vikings. Oh,
the worst game ever played in the history of time.
The worst game in the NFL history.
ever.
The Giants were just a little bit better than the Vikings. I got it. I'll take Green Bay.
All right. You know what?
Green Bay and you get points.
That's a good pick.
They'll just ride Eddie Lacy. What do you think?
See, the guy knows what he's talking about.
Maybe a little James Starks thrown in there, too. A little double back.
They better. I tell you that much because Scott Tolzien's playing quarterback. So.
Blake, this is all just one big tease for the big one.
All right.
Yep.
Here's the game. It is Sunday night. NBC just completely bigfooted every other network and said, we got this one. Kansas City, 9-0 at 8-1 Denver. And right now, according to the sheets that Tim and I have, the Broncos are sitting at 8.5 favorites. One of the better defenses in football, one of the great stories in Kansas City, but the bettors are giving them no love whatsoever.
Don't try and sway the bet.
No, I'm laying it out there for Blake.
The Broncos have scored more points through 9 weeks than anyone in NFL history.
But 8.5 points is a hell of a number for a game this tight. I don't want to sway you either way, but I'm thinking Chiefs.
I know, and I think this is one of those games where I'm going with my heart a bit. I have Kansas City's defense and a few of my fantasy
leagues.
And their defense is, I think that's the game's going to be decided on that side of the ball. You know, can Denver, if Denver puts up those points, I don't know if Kansas City can score with them. But 8.5, I like Kansas City too.
All right.
I would like to know, like, honestly, the last time through 6 or 7 weeks, an undefeated team is 8.5-point dogs. Like, has that ever happened in the history of football?
Well, Peyton Manning. I think people love Peyton Manning.
They do. They get seduced by Peyton Manning.
At some point, though, he won't have two ankles. And then everyone's going to be shocked when that happens.
All right, let us recap the picks. And once again, you're going after our clubhouse leader, who is one of the dragons in Dragon's Den, Jim Treliving. He went 4-1 against the spread. So Blake Wheeler of the Winnipeg Jets is taking New England with Tom Brady, New Orleans, Seattle, Green Bay, and Kansas City, plus the points in the big game of the week. You dudes are playing some hockey over the last little while. What's going on?
Well, I think we felt like our record didn't really indicate how we were playing for a good part of the season. I think we felt like we were playing playing better than the results were showing. We threw away a couple of games that we felt like we should have won, and I think that's a little bit about the learning curve. Our team kind of come together and realizing what we have and how we're going to win games, and I think we're all buying into that right now, and it's given us a bit of a success.
Blake, it's been a while since we talked to anyone from the Jets, so I'm just curious, because from the outside looking in, it looks amazing. How hilarious is Claude Noel? Like, he looks like he's hilarious.
Yeah, he's good. He's, especially lately when you're winning, it's even a little bit more fun. But, I think that's one thing that he's been pretty good about over the last few years is, not necessarily making it miserable, a miserable environment to come around. You don't want to lose. You want to make the playoffs. We're all pushing for the same goal. But, on a day-to-day basis, I think he tries to bring enthusiasm to the rink every day. And I think our team feeds off that too. So, I think we enjoy the atmosphere when we come to the rink. And obviously when you're winning, it makes it even a little bit better.
Like, I get the feeling, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a section of your fan base, and it's a great one, obviously, but there's a section of your fan base that feels you guys are close. And if GM Kevin Cheveldayoff were to maybe sacrifice some of the younger pieces here, you guys can get some veterans in the room, and you can be a playoff team this year. But the other side of that coin is, patience has been the plan here with that team, and Cheveldayoff maybe wants to see it through. But I sense the fan base is starting to get a little antsy, and they can smell the postseason. Is that the vibe right now in the city?
I think so. I think the expectations have definitely risen over the last couple of years. I think the first year was a little bit of a honeymoon year. I think people were just happy to have us back in town. And, we flirted with the playoffs for a good part of the season. We weren't really out of it until maybe the last week of the year. So I think we felt like it was a good building year for our team. And last year, I think everyone felt in our room that we were a playoff team last year. And we just, we had a string of five games, right before the stretch run that we went 0-5. And I think ultimately that's what cost us the playoffs. We had a great stretch. We almost won every game coming down the stretch, but that's what happened. So did every other team that we were trying to catch. So that's the way it works. And I think we're trying to learn from that. We're trying not to get behind the eight ball. And, it's a fine line, when you talk about, potentially mortgaging your future to try to get guys for an immediate push. But, I think you nailed it. I really feel like people around here are expecting us to make that next step. And we expect that in our dressing room too. And, so I think we're starting to get on the right track here of finding an identity and buying into it. And I think that's the biggest key in our room right now.
Winners of three in a row and four of their last five, Blake Wheeler from the Winnipeg Jets. Both of us have expressed our affinity for that fan base and how loud that barn gets when you guys get going. So we wish you the best of luck and thank you for coming on and giving us your picks against the spread. We'll keep an eye on it and see if you can take home our prize.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. There is Blake Wheeler of the Winnipeg Jets, who, unfortunately for him, native of Plymouth, Minnesota, a Vikings fan.
That's rough. He was a delight.
He was a delight, wasn't
he? An absolute delight, Blake Wheeler. I believe his Twitter account, I should know this off the top of my head. Apologize, Timmy. Something at Wheelin and Dealin. It's pretty funny. Blake Wheeler's official Twitter account. Just check it for me. It's pretty good. But we thank him, and I kind of like the picks he did here. I didn't realize that Broncos line was 8.5, Tim. That is quite the statement in terms of where the betting public, where Vegas sits with a 9-0 team going on the road against an 8-1 team.
You were close on his Twitter handle. It's at Biggie Funk.
Pretty close. Yeah. Wheeling it, that's close to wheeling.
Close to
very
wheeling
close,
and dealing.
Very close.
And it does have that blue check mark that we don't have. How do we get that blue check mark? Like, I feel like we made it if we get that blue check mark that Wheeler has beside his name.
You know what? Normally, Tim, kind of just frivolous things like that don't interest me.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
Because I'm about bare bones things.
Right. You're about just doing a good job.
Just doing a good job.
And being satisfied with the knowledge that you do a good job every day.
When I turn this button off at 3:52,
that's all
I
want
to have a good day. That's
right.
It.
That's it, yeah.
But I really want a blue check mark.
Yeah. What's more important to you, our lack of a Wikipedia page, personally or collectively, or the blue check mark beside your name on Twitter? There are two things that did. If we were to be self-indulgent here, Wikipedia page or the blue check mark?
I'd want the blue check mark because it's a nice color.
Yeah.
And it just seems big time.
Right. It does seem big time.
B, I would love if someone changed the Brunswick House Wikipedia page.
So that you do not own Canada's greatest establishments?
For the record, I don't.
The Brunswick House?
Yes. I do not own it.
You and
someone
Ryan
had
Haynes
some fun on Wikipedia.
Don't own the Brunswick House.
Hainser and I do not own.
Do you
the
frequent
Brunswick
it? Or it's Champions Lounge? Like, do you go in there and just shout out horses?
There's a Champions Lounge?
Come on, number four! Come with that number four!
At 4 a.m. when I feel like a little Hong Kong race. Hey, open the door. I brought a coffee.
You have never been to the Hong Kong.
No, never. Never. Okay. But they get like 50,000 people there.
No, I have. I've been to those Hong Kong races.
I'll never forget. Dead of night.
One of the greatest things that I ever did was in the dead of the night at a Hong Kong Champions Lounge in the city of Toronto. Before leaving, place a bet on a 99-1 horse.
Oh, no.
Just because I was so frustrated with the night.
And what happened?
You know what? $5 to win, 99-1 horse. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
So you won $200.
Winner, winner. No, it was a $5 bet. Oh. And it's not always to the number. So it was like 4-something that I got back on. Yeah. Well, it's 99-1 is not necessary.
How many 99-1 horses have you bet on in your life and they've come through to win? Seriously.
One.
That's it?
Yeah. You know how many times it happens?
It's one in every three horses.
About one in every 99.
One in every three. Right. All right, let's shift gears. Basketball, Raptors, how about them? They just didn't beat a Western Conference finalist from a season ago. They ended that puppy with about 7 minutes to go in regulation. And joining us now to discuss part of a Raptors team feeling pretty good about themselves today, I would guess, is Kyle Lowry. Kyle, welcome back to Tim and Sid. How you doing?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Very good. We said at the start of this show that was the most complete game that you guys have played this year. Would you agree with that assessment?
We played really good. That was one of those games where you might be right. We played from start to finish one of the most complete games that we've played all year. So for sure, I would agree with you guys.
All right.
See, Kyle, I think
it's good to know that we're not morons.
No, that's why we bring on actual athletes to just reaffirm that once in a while to us because we get ripped most of the show. So, Kyle, you guys going to Memphis, obviously for Rudy, it was a hell of a night.
Yeah.
But why couldn't they help you out in Houston a little bit more? You know, like I know you wanted that Houston game too. That meant a lot to you. I don't want to start anything, but I would have yelled at the guys for that.
it was a tough game. You know, I think we just ran out of time that game. You know, we had an effort from, you know, the second half into the overtimes of a complete effort, and we took it into the Memphis game. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we didn't get the win, but we learned something from it, and we did good with getting one road, getting a road win in Memphis. So it made everybody feel good. But hey, you know, we always got next year to get Houston and get a win in Houston.
This medium oftentimes is fueled by the negative. And I'll be honest, after that Houston game, while there was a lot of people talking about how you came back from 17 down, there was also a lot of people talking about the field goal percentage. The way you're talking about Houston, though, you were kind of focusing on the positive. Is there a chance that the way you guys fought in Houston could be a jump-off point for this season?
I think it's a chance. You know, we can take something from it. We took something, as we did, we took something from that game and we carried it on. It definitely could be a jump off point, a jump on point, but at the same time, we can't, you know, say, hey, we can do this, that, and other. We still got to look at, you know, at our team and say, hey, look, we still know we play defense. We can score the ball. You know, we're going to make shots. Guys are going to make shots that they miss. So we can't really just say, oh, just this one game did it. It's been a long, you know, it's been, you know, we played 8-9 games so far. So, you know, you got to get something from every single game.
Kyle Lowry of the Raptors here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet Radio Network and 360. Kyle, I mean, how after the game, how relieved was Rudy? I'm sure he really, really, really wanted that one.
I think it was more we needed it as a team. You know, he focused on the team. He didn't focus on the individual accomplishment of him beating his old team. At the end of the day, he focused on us as a team winning the game. And that's how you go into a situation like that. If you get too emotionally involved and too just into trying to beat the team yourself, you don't do good. So he did a good job of balancing out, worry about the team first. And, you know, I'm sure after we won the game, I'm sure, like, God, I'm glad we won that game.
The difference between good and great, or even bad and good, is oftentimes consistency. You guys have struggled with that. How do you get to the point where you guys can consistently compete the way you did in Memphis?
I think we've competed the whole year. I mean, I don't think we had a game where we didn't compete. I think we just got, in terms of wins and losses, if you mean it that way, we got to find a way to have a complete game like the Memphis game, you know. And a game we lost in Charlotte, we didn't start the game off well. A game we lost in Atlanta, we didn't start the game. We finished the first half bad. The game in Miami, we didn't finish well. So their game, we're competing. We compete every single night, but, you know, we got to be consistent with the, you know, 48 minutes of competing in those turns and wins.
Kyle, you guys have 4 wins. It's November 14th. You had 4 wins all of last November.
Yeah.
What's changed?
I think we know who we are. You know, we have a team. It's the stability is there. Everyone, you know, knows what the role is. There's no, you know, no question marks. There's, you know, hey, this is what we are. This is who we got. This is where we're going to go. And that's that. You know, we're going to play every day. We know who's going to get the shots. We know who's going to be in the game. We know the situations that we're going to be in. So there's no questions of, oh, this guy, that guy, or what is, you know, injuries, all that stuff. We know what, you know, we know what it is.
Kyle, I know you haven't hit a ton, and some people might look at the question I'm about to ask you and say, well, I mean, maybe you're overreacting a little bit, but you tell me, if you drain a couple of threes here and there, how much guesswork does that give the defense in terms of what you guys are doing offensively? How important is that occasionally for you to just nail one, chuck it up, and have the defense thinking?
The team or me personally?
No, like the opposing defense. Like you pop a couple from outside and then things just open up down the middle.
Oh, our team, I mean, we making threes, you know, it's a completely different game. And that's with any team in the NBA. It opens the floor out up more. You look at Golden State with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, those guys, they make a couple threes and then it seems like the lane opens up for their bigs and for their driving lane. So you make a couple threes in the NBA, it opens the floor up a lot more. You know, it's not the congestion of in the paint where everybody's in there reaching, digging it out for the ball. You have a lot more open lanes to drive in, a lot more uncontested shots.
How big is this season for you personally, Kyle?
It's just big for me because I want to make it to the playoffs. I want to, you know, I want to do something I haven't done in a couple years, and that's make it to the playoffs. And for myself, for the team, for the organization, and for the city of Toronto, you know, it's one thing that I think I want to do for our team personally is get us to the playoffs.
Both you and Rudy came to the city as very, very close friends, very good friends. And I would imagine, having some close friends myself, that getting the opportunity to play at this level with a dude that you like that much is probably something special to you.
Yeah, you know, we started in the league together, and, you know, we had an opportunity to come back together, and it's very special, you know. And no matter what, we're still going to be, same team or not, we're still going to be best friends. But at the end of the day, you know, you get an opportunity to see each other get better and to see each other be successful and help each other be successful, you know, it's nothing like it.
So with you being an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year and Rudy having the player option for next year, does the success this year and the attempt to kind of stay together and be able to tackle this together, does that mean a lot to you guys?
You know, honestly, that's one thing we don't talk about. It's one of those things where, hey, you know, we have to still win the game. We got to play, and we're going to take it game by game, day by day, you know, and go from there. I know neither one of us have even thought about next summer or next year. We're just worried about, you know, tomorrow with the Bulls.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Tim, I'm going to throw something Kyle's way that we bounce around a lot. And there are sections of your fan base, Kyle, who look at this team, and then a debate begins about the value of being a playoff team compared to maybe getting a lottery pick. And the opinion is thrown out there of, well, what's the point of finishing eighth in the East if you're just going to get Miami or if you're just going to get Indiana? And there's a section of your fan base that doesn't see value in it. And I've been fighting that notion for a while. So in your opinion, what do you think of when you hear that? Well, why finish eighth? If you're just gonna take on Miami and Indiana, what's the point?
Honestly, I don't really. Everyone has an opinion, you know. Everyone's gonna have their own opinion. I got my opinion. You got your opinion. You know, the guy down the street has their opinion. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We want to make the playoffs. Is when you get to the playoffs, it's all up in the air. You know, who knows what you're gonna get? You know, no one knows who you're gonna play, what's gonna happen, injuries. You know, someone sick. You never know, miracle shots. You never know what's going to happen. So, you know, we're shooting for the playoffs. You know, we're not worried about nothing else but, you know, winning games and win as many games as we possibly can to make it to the playoffs.
Who's the one guy on the team right now that has surprised you with his play through the first couple games of the season?
I mean, Tyler's been playing really solidly. You know, Jonas. I mean, all the guys. Dwight's been playing well. Everybody's pretty much stepping up and playing their roles and doing their thing. You know, Terrence has been great. It's kind of one of those things where everyone's chipping in every facet of the game. So it's not one guy that's impressing me. It's just about everyone who, you know, we're all buying into the team and everyone just wants us to win as a team.
Kyle Lowry.
Sounds like a good place.
Here on Tim and Sid. Yeah, it definitely. Actually, Kyle, I can ask you this. Rudy had everyone over to his place in Memphis the other night?
Yeah, we all had dinner there.
Good bonding experience.
Oh, did Rudy cook?
Well, that's good. That's a better question.
I damn sure when they ate it, Rudy cooked.
Yeah, there's nothing like a little salmonella before the Grizz, right?
No, but we had a great time at his house. You know, we had some good food, great, you know, everyone. We have a great team. Everyone likes being around each other. Everyone likes, you know, talking trash to each other, joking on each other. So when you got a good group like that, you know, everything's a lot easier. Everything's a lot more simple. There's not a lot of tension. It's always, you know, loosey-goosey. And then when it's time to work, you still have that loosey-goosiness, but you know how serious it is when it's time to work.
Kyle, thank you a lot for taking the time and joining us. Really appreciate it.
No problem,
and best of luck against Chicago.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
There is Kyle Lowry, point guard, Toronto Raptors. And an interesting spot for the guys in it. And, you know, I kind of pressed it, but he was steadfast in his knowledge of, one, media, yep, and, two, the situation that he's in. And, you know, everyone's looking at this team from the outside saying, hey, let's figure out where they're at and then let the dealing begin. And to be in that must be tough.
Yeah.
Especially when, I mean, he and Rudy Gay are best of friends. They were best of friends before they got put together. And I would tend to think that playing with your best friend would kind of be cool.
Yeah.
And maybe taking the next step with your best friend would kind of be cool. And, you know, he's kind of in that spot where he would be a valuable, valuable component if it were the case when the Toronto Raptors say, let's divide this up.
Yeah.
But if he plays really well, he's also in for a payday.
This is, Tim, I mean, we're seeing a bit of a pattern here with this team, and I'm thinking of Masai Ujiri, who was on this road trip, mm-hmm, and soaked it all in.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do if they're ninth? It's February. Trade deadline's coming up. You know, where do you take this? Because I think we're starting to get the sense, listen, they're going to have nights where they shoot 33%. It's going to happen. But if they sustain the defense, they're going to be in it. So where does Masai Ujiri go with it? If you believe some of the Mark Steins of the world and ESPN, you know, everyone but Jonas is on the block.
Right.
But are they if they're ninth? If you can get a home playoff date, if you can get the juices flowing, Tim Lywicki's not going to blow that opportunity.
And it's
I think it's going to get very interesting.
It is. And I'm so conflicted because I look at this draft class, and depending on who declares, it could be a really, really good draft
class. What if it's 20 deep, the draft?
Wow, but have you seen any 20 deep drafts? Like, how many?
Just, or last year's for sure. No, that was a terrible drive.
Right.
But but you know, the Tim Lai Wiki mentality and mass size may conflict at some point.
Well, just, and it's almost like you're too late to the party if you're, and I don't like the word either, but the tank party, like yeah. You're too late.
At 4-5, you're already late. You're way late.
No, but you got to get rid of pieces like Kyle who can win games.
Yeah.
You know?
This is a very interesting team right now.
Right, and in a very interesting season.
Yeah.
Because it'll be a snap, and it'll all be gone, or you'll be watching playoff basketball in Toronto and end the longest drought.
Someone listening to this, just to yourself, don't tweet in, don't call, nothing. Think for 2 seconds. You got offered tickets to a Pacers-Raptors home playoff game round one. You wouldn't go?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go?
And
get out of here, you wouldn't go.
The funny thing is that the Raptors, if you look at the last few seasons and how they match up with the Pacers, it's been pretty damn good for two teams so far apart in the standings.
Last Friday night may be aside, but they played them tough for the most part.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You believe the Pacers are the odds-on favorite to claim the number one seed in the East?
Yes.
Because Miami doesn't need to. They're going to rest their guys. They're going to make sure everyone's healthy for the playoffs. They're going to go a la Doc Rivers and the Celtics in the past.
Yeah.
And the Lakers in the past was just get your guys, Spurs, get your guys to the playoffs healthy and try and get them in a decent position.
Health is big, but I don't necessarily agree with the notion that the Heat don't need to. I think the Pacers want it more.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm going with it.
Mm-hmm.
And an 8-0 start, one of the best the league have seen in years, will go a long way in locking up a game 7 at Conseco Fieldhouse. So I don't know. I just think the Pacers are a little hungrier for home court because they know what it could mean. But I could be wrong.
I mean, maybe for different reasons, but I think we both agree that the odds-on favorite to take the number one seed in the East is the Indiana Pacers.
Right now,
the Raptors match up against them.
Yeah. You just said it. The Raptors will beat the Pacers in 5 in round 1.
Mark it down. Write it down.
Tim McCallum just made the call, even though he didn't say it. Put the words in his mouth.
Right. Still to come on this edition of Tim and Sid, we will give away free tickets to the Bills and Falcons barn burner at the Rogers Center. And then I'll get on a plane and go to Calgary. Fair enough.
Cowboy up. Shouldn't have really said that.
No, I land around midnight. So
you're going to go straight to the hotel and
sleep.
Take in Goodfellas censored on television.
Sleep.
That's going to be your evening. There you go.
You, son of a gun. That's right. That's the one I'm watching.
Tim and Sid, Sportsnet Radio Network and 360.
Prizes like no other from a club like no other. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now more of Tim and Sid on Sportsnet 360 and Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
But I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
I love this Gino Vanelli remake. Like a rhinestone cowboy. It's not Gino Vanelli? My bad.
I'm not going to Cowboys.
Oh, this is Johnny Calgary's trip.
I'm not going to Cowboys, right? Maybe Kaylee's, not Cowboys.
Tim McAuliffe will be calling Western Calgary in the Mitchell Bowl, 4:30 p.m. Eastern.
Undefeated versus undefeated. Two sophomores nominated for the Hat Creighton Award. Like, if you're going to watch some football this year at the CIS level, this is probably a pretty good game to watch. I just hope that the weather doesn't slow down both of these pretty impressive offenses.
2 undefeated, so somebody's 1 will become 2.
It's the other way.
Sorry.
It's 2 undefeated. So in the middle of our countdown to kickoff, I get a text from one Elliot Friedman, Hockey Night in Canada, simply says, "I accept." Now,
accepts what?
I first thought that someone asked him to marry him, and he just responded to me by accident. But it turns out he's in for Primetime Sports with Bob McCown. He will be sitting in.
Okay.
He will be warming the chair for Dikembe Mutombo. Yeah, that's a thing, because Dikembe Mutombo is coming on the show.
Freege and Mutombo, both similar defensive games on the court.
Yeah, and Freege always, whenever he got a block,
Yep.
Not in my house with the big finger wag. Yep. And everything. So he says, I accept my bet to you on the 250 yards and two touchdowns for Tom Brady against Carolina.
Oh, Freege, don't do it.
So Freege,
he's a very sneaky.
I asked him if he's good. So two is a push on the touchdowns because that's tough to throw three touchdowns. Yeah. Two's the push. Three's a win. One's a loss for his count. And 250 yards, I got the under. Freege has got the over. So I couldn't get you. I couldn't lure you.
I'm not doing that again.
Into the bet.
Absolutely not.
Well, your first one went so well. I don't know why you wouldn't go down the road again.
I said the Chiefs wouldn't win three games. They did that in the first game. You do the math. That doesn't even make sense.
416-870-0590, 1-888-660-0590, star 590 on your cell phone. We're giving away tickets to the Bills and Falcons. But people on TV, or at least watching on TV, on Sportsnet 360, have been a little perturbed that we are favoring the radio listeners when we do this. So, our simulcast director, Hal Moravnik, came up with an idea. He came up with a good one before,
really?
Which was the karaoke.
Okay.
He also came up with this one. It's television charades.
Oh, television charades.
One of us will do a charade. The person calling in will have to be watching on television.
So the first question we have on air is, are you watching this on Sportsnet 360?
Well, I'm explaining so that hopefully when they call in, they are or will get to a television. Otherwise, the charades will be awful.
Double confirmation.
Right. We should ask them when they come on the phone as a party.
Could you imagine?
What they see. I'm dead serious because they're just going to give you the answer. Yeah, I'm watching on TV.
Oh, and like a test. I'll do
right,
something.
Right, give them a test. Yeah. Like Sixera. Oh, you got our callers.
All right. Let's go. Kevin in Hamilton. Kevin, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Turn down your TV for a moment. And I'm going to give
it
you.
It won't matter.
I'm going to give you a test that you are watching on television. What am I doing right now?
You have a piece of paper in your hand. You're speaking.
What else?
You're raising your hand.
What am I doing with my right hand?
There's a little bit
touching
of a delay.
All right,
there it is. All right. So, Kevin from Hamilton, you will be our first contestant on a game show that I'm not sure is going to work, but we're going to try it anyway.
Hey, for Thursday at 3:44, I'm feeling good.
Television charades. I've got three here, Sixero. Pick one out.
Okay.
Are you going to do it?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Pick one out. Take your headset off. Come over here. You're going to get
nervous.
Up. You're going to stand up.
I'm all nervous.
Pick one of these three. I'm shuffling them up. Kevin from Hamilton. Are you going to go watch the Ticats and the Argos this weekend?
Absolutely. Should be a barn burner.
Are you going to go down to the Rogers Center?
I'm hoping to.
Spilled coffee. All right.
Can't read it. That's Mikal verifying what the clue is. I think I know. I'm about to do charades live on Sportsnet 360 for Bills Falcons tickets.
Is that
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
that's the category on top.
Yeah.
All right, so there is a bit of a delay here. I don't know how that's going to work. Kevin, are you ready to play television charades with Sid Sixero?
I am ready, sir.
All right, zoom out into the two shots. Here is Sid Sixero. Go ahead, Sid, start your charade. And he's pointing to his jacket, going up and down the blazer, asking for... Kevin, do you know what that means, Kevin? The up and down on the... You know,
nope.
This isn't going to happen. It's black sheep.
What?
The color of my jacket, and I was shearing a sheep.
No,
pretty
but you
obvious.
Gotta go like two
Way to
words.
Go there, oh, Hamilton guy. God. Way to mess that one up. I know who's not going to the Bills and Falcons. That guy.
Do you really think that was a great charade?
I thought I nailed it.
All right.
I'm not good. Oh, you want another one? Let's try another one.
No, we're not going to try another one. That failed miserably, didn't it?
I wasn't very good at it. Just but I wasn't. No, the idea is not bad. I am terrible.
Two words, first word?
Yeah, see, now I forgot about that. It's like the auction the other day with you and me.
You want to try this again as a player? Just screw it. Screw it. Everyone says screw it. Didn't work.
Says screw it.
What's our next one?
Next idea?
Yeah. Ask a trivia question from the show. Scott from Ottawa.
I was going to take out a coin and flip it.
Yeah, that's even better.
Heads or
Scott
tails?
From Ottawa, are you there?
I am here.
Scott from Ottawa. Heads? Do you have a coin? I got it.
This one I'm not going to screw
this
up.
This one's real easy, okay?
Okay. Right.
It might have been more fun, but Sixero was awful at the charades.
I'm not good at charades.
How about this? This is real simple. Heads or tails?
Why can't I get a trivia like Debbie got last week?
This isn't about Debbie.
Wait, who's Debbie?
It's Friday. You weren't here. I asked the trivia question last Friday was, give me something I love. She said gravy. She then asked me out to the Bills game. I'm like, I'm happily married. It's fine.
I got enough of that at home.
Yeah. All right, listen. So in honor of today, the nickel is actually appropriate. So one side is heads. The other is a beaver.
Right.
So I'm going to have to go with the beaver.
Obviously. Welcome to Toronto. All right, here we go. If it's the beaver side of the nickel, you are going to the Bills in Toronto. Drum roll, please.
And here's the flip from Sixero. He's got it
drum
placed
roll, please.
In his right hand.
This I can do, Tim.
He's placed it against his thumb.
Here we go.
And it's going to go up. Are you going to catch it? Caught it. Flip it over on the hand. It is, in fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about beaver. Congratulations. Yeah. We have a winner. Congratulations.
You knew today that that was going to come up, beavers. Congratulations to Scott in Ottawa. He is headed to the Bills and Falcons in Toronto. Please hang on the line, Scott. Producer Jeff Azzopardi will discuss with you how, in fact, you will get those tickets and if they are worth anything on eBay, seeing as you might not want to make the trip from Ottawa to see the Bills and the Falcons play.
Before you go, I got a quick cutter and cut for you. I'm running in the...
Yeah, they should have started laner. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that is a legitimate Ottawa issue, too.
And yeah, like, I know you don't lose your spot, but the guy was on a run. Like, Craig Anderson's a Vezina caliber goaltender. Sorry, it's not that.
No, it's not that.
Okay.
Cut or uncut? Wearing an iPod during a charity run.
Cut or uncut? Are you running with other people?
I think Lance Kennedy, although he got all... Olympic gold medalist on me and wants to actually race on Saturday at the Mike Pinball Clemens playoff run.
I am going to say that that is uncut.
Okay.
And even if you are with somebody else and someone decides that they're gonna mosey on up beside you and perhaps help you along, maybe even put you on the shoulders, you just put one in your ear.
Yeah.
Then you can listen to Snoop Doggy Dogg in one ear and Lance Doggy Dogg in the other.
Oh, so just put the bud in one ear.
Right. If you have someone with you.
One
but
hole
I got a feeling that
and have
you,
the other one free.
I got a feeling you could finish, like if it were a race, you could finish dead last.
Odds are good.
Yeah, like that. But you're feeling better today?
Yeah, I've had a weird week.
Yeah.
I think I ate some mussels or something. I don't know. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was just not feeling myself.
I have mussels, so you're eating mussels.
So do I. This one, but like I was just wondering because I don't run or do anything athletic.
Right.
So
right.
If I'm coming out Saturday morning I have an iPod, is that
uncut.
Antisocial?
Nah,
is that fine?
No, it's uncut. It's uncut. And I wish you the best. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so I wish you the best.
I might not be here Monday.
And I'd like to go out. I know that people started the day by talking about Rob Ford and what he said earlier today. DJ Lance Kennedy. I think it's fitting that we say goodbye with Rob Ford saying what nobody wanted us to play today. But frankly, you can't hold this down. This was Rob Ford from earlier today.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gonda. It says that I wanted to eat her
bacon.
I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough
bacon
at home. Thank you very much.
Anything that was-
Do we have time for the jab one?
Is there any more?
We don't have time, eh? Let's play it. Jab. I want to hear the jab one.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gonda. It says that I wanted to eat her.
Jab.
I've never said that in my life tour. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough.
Jab.
At home. Thank you very much.
Only in this city.
From the bottom of our hearts, we wish both Johnny Hendrix and Rob Ford all the best.
Yep.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly. All the best. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here with us. We appreciate it.
We will talk to you tomorrow. Primetime Sports with Bob McCowan is next. You've been listening to Tim and Sid on the Sportsnet Radio Network and 360.
Enough at home.
See you.